You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Amen. Are you ready, church? Amen. Praise God. Psalms 23 verse 1. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen. And so this morning, I'm going to preach to you Psalms 23:1. Amen. Praise God. And before I'm going to start, I'm just going to do a disclaimer. So I'm going to be preached probably in an unconventional way. So please bear with me, and I'll try to make it clear as possible. Amen. But I believe God is here. He's willing and he's able to minister to you. Whatever you need, let's just have faith and God's going to bless you. Before we leave this place, God's going to do great things over your life. Amen. And there's going to be healing. There's going to be healing, not just physical. And I believe there's also going to be healing, emotional and spiritual healing right now. And God's ready to recharge your spiritual battery, amen, from empty. And it's going to fill you with the Spirit, amen, and ready again to face the week ahead. Amen. So let's come to prayer today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you once again for the reading of your word. And I pray and I ask for your anointing. And let your word, oh God, be preached, Lord God, with clarity, accuracy. Oh God, I pray that you minister to your people like only you can. I pray for your Spirit to move with liberty. Anytime, God, you can disrupt our service and have your way, Father. And we thank you for what you're going to do, oh Lord, in this place. I ask all these things, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Psalms 23, verse 1. The whole chapter of Psalms 23 is one of the famous chapters in the Bible and a favorite biblical passage of many. It's read and quoted many times, you know, at funeral, at work, at deckers at home. You'll see those verses. They've been taught in church Sunday school class when I was a kid. Always heard about it in school, even in university. Back in the Philippines, I remember that was our first assignment when I was in first year in my English class. And my teacher or my professor asked us to memorize the whole chapter of Psalms 23. It was really interesting, you know. And so it's always been a favorite by many people. And there's a reason why it's been a favorite for people, because it's the most powerful scriptures that you can read in the Bible. It's full of promises. It's full of comfort and assurance and protection and blessing and victory. But I want to focus to you this morning alone on verse 1. And I'll try to preach it to you word by word. Amen. And I hope that I could be able to preach it with clarity. And so in Psalms chapter 23 verse 1, it says, "The Lord," the first part, the first words, "The Lord." Amen. The Lord. Mark chapter 12, verse 28, verse 29. And the Bible says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them all well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?" In verse 29, this is what Jesus answered. And he answered him and said, "The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Amen. These verses were a direct reference from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, or what we call the Shema. The first commandment that we all should learn, hallelujah, the basic foundation of our belief, our doctrine is, we believe that there is only one God and there's only one Lord. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you this morning that the Lord our God that we serve, He is only one. Hallelujah. He's only one God, not two, not three, but one God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The reason why it is important to know that there's only one God, because we now live in a generation, hallelujah, where the people would parade all their gods, multiple gods, amen, and make them believe that there's a lot of gods in this world. Hallelujah. And when those time come, and when the world does that in front of us, hallelujah, this is the time that we go back to this truth and stand firm and said, I'm not going to be intimidated with this, and I'm not going to be afraid, and I'm going to stand and declare and believe that there is only one God, and His name is Jesus. Can I get a witness this morning, church? Hallelujah. The Bible said in James chapter 2 verse 19, thou believest that there is only one God, thou doest well. You're doing a great job if you believe that there is only one God. And also the devil believe and tremble. He trembles with this one God. Hallelujah. And because he is a liar, he'll make you believe that there's more gods. Hallelujah. But he knows that there is only one God. Him himself is convinced. Hallelujah. There's only one God. And Jesus is not only the second person in the Godhead too, nor he is a junior God that claims that Jesus is the mighty God and the Father is the almighty God. Just like the other people preach. Some say he is just a prophet. Some say they say Jesus is just a man. Some people would say he is just a teacher or a rabbi. Hallelujah. But today I'm preaching to you that the Lord, hallelujah, he is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. The Lord, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lord, he is our Savior. The Lord, he is our Redeemer that took us out of the darkness and brought us into this marvelous light. The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God that one Lord and one God. If you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Jesus is God incarnate. That means that the God of the Old Testament, hallelujah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, Adonai, and El Elyon, was manifested in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5 and 19, the Bible says to it that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto him the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Humanity got separated from the time of Adam because of sin. We were separated from the presence of God. But through the cross, but through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we were brought back and reconciled once again to God. Amen. 1 Timothy 2 and 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Because Jesus is fully man and he is fully God. He is the only one that can do to reconcile humanity back to the presence of God. Because he is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. In Colossians 2 and 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything, hallelujah, that you know about God dwells in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14 it says, and the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only of the begotten, full of grace and truth. I thank God that Word, that flesh, that God manifested and dwelt among us. In Greek it tabernacled among us. He is with us. Hallelujah. He's the Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. 1 Timothy 3 and 16, Paul said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, hallelujah. God, amen. The God of Jehovah, El Elyon, Adonai, Elohim, God. The God that called Abraham, amen, and brought into the promised land. God, amen, that divided the sea, the Red Sea, and delivered the nation of Israel. God, the same God, hallelujah, that brought Daniel out of the lion's den. God, amen, God was manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. God was justified in the spirit. God, amen, was seen of the angels. God, amen, was preached unto Gentiles. And God was believed up on the world and received up into the glory. Amen. Jesus is God. Amen. In the Old Testament, you will not find, amen, the words holy two or holy three. It's always the Holy One of Israel. There's no such thing as holy two or holy three or holy many. Holy one of Israel. Hallelujah. Some say he's the second person in the Trinity. Hallelujah. But what? Let me tell you what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. He is not just a second person, but the Bible said he is the first. He is the last. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is not just a second person, but he is the first. Amen. He is the Lion and he is the Lamb. He is the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. He was the ultimate sacrifice, but he is also our high priest. He is the Lamb, hallelujah, and he is also the root of David, and he is also the offspring of David at the same time. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. There's only one God. Zechariah 14 and 9, the Bible said, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And in that day, there shall be only one Lord again, and his name is one. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Oh, come on, somebody. Neither is there any salvation. Hallelujah. For there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. The glory of the God of Father. Amen. That's why it is important you must be baptized in that wonderful name, the name of Jesus, because he is our Savior. The last time I checked, amen, the one that died for my sin was Jesus. Amen. And so I'll be willing to be baptized with whoever died for me. And I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus and not in the titles. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember my professor back in university, he used to say to us, don't forget to baptize your paper before submitting our exam. Don't forget to baptize your paper with your name. I was wondering, that's a really interesting thought, but I realized that what he meant is, make sure that you sign it and make sure, because when you say you baptize your name with your name, it means ownership. So when we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it means that you are now belong to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We now belong to Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful I'm part of the family of God through Jesus Christ. He was referring to ownership. So when we are baptized into his name, we now belong to him, a part of his family, a citizen of heaven, the church that was purchased with his own blood. Don't forget it, church. Don't forget it. There's only one God. The Lord is only one. Praise God. Next is, after in Psalms 23, verse 1, the Lord. Next word is. In English grammar, is a present tense verb. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. The Bible said it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. In other words, if to make it more understandable, it means the Lord is present. The Lord is present. We need to understand that God's presence, church, is what set us apart from any other religion. The very presence of God is a gift and a tremendous blessing for us as a people of God. We can have great music. We can have great programs and majestic buildings and great infrastructures. But without the presence of God, it's all going to be in vain. Moses understood it and refused to go. When God told Moses that Israel is going to still possess the promised land, but his presence will not go with them. And he knew that there's no amount of blessing or promise that's going to be, you know, in comparison, no good life that could offer, amen, in Canaan that could compare to the blessing of the presence of God. In the book of Ezekiel, during the exile in Babylon and the destruction of Jerusalem, after the judgment and wrath was sentenced to the people and the neighboring countries, you'll find in the very last chapter, in the very last verse of the book of Ezekiel, a wonderful promise that's been declared to the people of God. That despite of all the destruction, that despite of that slavery that they experienced, and despite of all those things, the misery that have encountered, there is a promise and said in that day, in that city, it says, the Lord is there. Hallelujah, the Lord is there. It means the Lord is present. And, you know, it is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present. Hallelujah. Throughout the scriptures, you can find that God has always been there with his people. In Genesis, he was there with Adam in Adam in the Garden of Eden when God walked with him in the cool of the day. In Exodus, you can read that God was also present with them, with the people, with the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. God provided manna from heaven. He gave water to drink, and God put a cloud by day as a shade for them as they walked through the wilderness. And there was a pillar of fire by night to give them warmth. And their clothes didn't even wear off despite of years of wandering around the wilderness. It's always new. Hallelujah. God, that you know, the God was always is always present, even in the book of Esther. It is a powerful book to read, but it's only the book in the Bible that you cannot read the word God. It's the only book in the Bible that you won't read the word God. It's not even mentioned in the book of Esther. But still, you can read the book of Esther and still you can see how God's hand was upon the nation of Israel. And God preserved his people from a potential genocide. Can I tell you, hallelujah, that there will be times that we may not see or feel God in our situation right now. But I want to preach to you today and have that you can have confidence that despite that you feel that he's not there, that believe that he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you and he is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. He may seem to be absent. You may feel that he is nowhere to be found. Hallelujah. But God is present because we are serving a present God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David in Psalms 23 verse 4, David was confident that when he goes through the valley of the shadow of death, he know that God is going to be with him. Hallelujah. Praise God in Matthew 1 and 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. It means God with us. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, during the ministry of Jesus, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Hallelujah. And I feel right now that the power of God is also present to heal somebody right now. If you have come here today and you feel your pain in your body, and I believe right now before you leave the doors here that you're going to receive your healing in the name of Jesus, because he is present, God. His power is present to heal right now in this place. Oh, come on, let's worship the Lord for just a moment and believe it by faith right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing virtue that will flow right now, God, I pray. In Jesus' name, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28 and 20, He promised his disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He promised that he's going to be with us. Church, we are serving a present God. He promised that he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. That's why, if you remember the footprint of the sand, that poem, many times in that story, in that poem, many times we used to see two sets of footprints walking by the seashore. And we know and we see that when you see two set of footprints, you feel that you know that God is with you. But there will be moments that when you look back, you can only see one set of footprint. And then you realize, you thought, oh, God already left me. Oh, God didn't even care for me while I was going through the journey. I only see one footprint and it's just me by myself. But you need to realize that when your times of your weakness, in the times that you are low in your life, know that God is carrying you. Now know that God is holding you up with his righteous right hand. Hallelujah. But he's God been carrying us all the way, upholding us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is a present God. Psalms 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah, he is a present. If you have troubles in your life, the Bible said he is a present God. He's not leaving you, he's not going anywhere. Amen, he is present with you. Hallelujah, whenever you go through rough times in life, church, the Lord is present. Whenever you feel discouraged, can I tell you the Lord is present. Whenever you feel lonely, come on somebody, whenever you feel lonely, sometimes you feel like you're just by yourself, nobody can relate and understand you, the Lord is present with you. You are never alone. Hallelujah, there will be times that the enemy will try to lie to you and say the Lord is nowhere to be found. Hallelujah. And one thing that really amazes me is the word nowhere. You know, you just need a little bit of spacing in that spelling and just a new perspective. When you read it first, the Lord is nowhere to be found. If you put a space on that word nowhere, it becomes the Lord is now here to be found. Hallelujah. God is always present with you. He's not nowhere to be found, but he is now here, the present. Amen. Yes, he is at our past, because he is and was and is to come, and he's also in the future. But what's important is God is also present right now. Amen. You're not alone, church. You're not going through your situation alone. God sees it. God knows it, church. He understands. Hallelujah. The Lord is present. And the next third word in Psalms 23:1 is the word my. And by the way, if you leave this church and ask what you learned today, I only learned is. My preaching today is. What's is? Well, they'll just watch it again. My. The Lord is my. The word my denotes the idea or thought as being personal. Because when it's personal, it means it's connected to you. When you say, you're my house, my car, my food, my book, my phone, there's a connection, a possession, ownership. It's a personal thing to you. So when you read the word my, the Lord is my, it's telling you that the Lord, that one God, the present God that is with you and by your side, is also a personal God to you. What I'm trying to say is, you know, it's different if you know that there is one God and if you know there's one Lord and you know he's present God, but it also takes a whole different level to know that he is a personal God to you too. This means that when he is a personal God, it means that God knows you. God knows you. God understands you. He cares for you and he thinks about you and he loves you. That's what it means when you say personal God. It's not somewhere just, you know, far apart, far out there and just looking at you and does nothing. But he cares for you, church. Hallelujah. David said in Psalms 8, he said, who am I that thou art mindful of man? Mindful means his mind is full of us. He always thinks about us. He thinks always what's better for us because he is our heavenly Father. The scripture also tells us, casting all your cares upon him, for what he cares for you. God cares for us, even in the little details of our lives. He cares for us. Do you even believe that also God cares for the cravings that you sometimes crave for? If you're craving for a certain food, and sometimes that, you know, because God wants to bless you, he cares for you, that he also wants to provide it to you. Because that happened to me, actually. It was really interesting. It was just this moment when I was in Ontario. I was like, I really miss like Filipino food. And I was like looking for a pancit. And it was just by myself and I wasn't able to cook. It was just in my mind, like, man, I wish I could have pancit. And little did I know, a few minutes afterwards, somebody knocks on the door. And I opened, I thought someone's just, and they said it was the neighbor beside the apartment. And they were Filipino, and they were making food. There's someone like a party or birthday. And she just like handed to me a food, and I opened it. It was pancit. Praise God. That's when I know that God cares. Amen. I'm not trying to be funny, but what I'm trying to say is God knows the desires of our heart. He will look after us. That's how personal God is. The Bible even said that he knows even the numbers of our hair. Amen. Praise God. That's how God cares for us. He is a personal God. Hallelujah. You read the verses in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 4. The Bible says, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. That's how God cares for us. That when we go into our prayer, God hears our prayer. That when we cry in the middle of the night because we are so in heavy, and there are things that we can't bear up, and when there are moments that we cry, the Lord sees your prayers and your tears. Hallelujah. He cares for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 56 verse 8. David said while he was on a run from Saul. Amen. One of these he said in the Psalms is, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in the book? What David was trying to say is God is collecting our tears and everything is recorded because God cares for us. That every tear matters. Hallelujah. Because there's going to be one day there's going to be a time somewhere, hallelujah, we are in by and by, when the rapture, when the trumpet sounds, the Bible said that God's going to wipe our tears. You're not going to be able to cry anymore, amen. God's going to replace that tears with joy, hallelujah. Oh, what a day it will be, amen. I'm looking forward for that day, because on that day, God's going to wipe our tears. Amen. That's how God cares for you and I. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I can be transparent to God. That with I feel and with what I think. Amen. You know, you can even tell him your worries, your problems. Even tell him about your day, how happy you were and how excited or how nervous you are. You can talk to God that way because he is a personal God. And he wants to commune with you and I and build relationship with us. He is not only our Heavenly Father, but he is also our friend. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. There's comfort when you know that the God of all creation, the King of Majesty, the Almighty God, is willing to be present with you and be with you and listen to you and understand you. If he's willing to feed the fowls of the air or clothe the lilies in the fields, how much more his children, church? He cares for us. Hallelujah. Shall we clap our hands to the Lord one more time and thank God, hallelujah, that he knows me, he understands me, and he cares for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last one is, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. The word shepherd, there are three major roles that a shepherd does for the sheep, according to Amplified Version. It says, in Amplified, it says, to feed, to guide, and to shield. That's the role of a shepherd to the sheep. If we allow God to be the shepherd of our lives, church, and follow Him and listen to His voice, then we will experience God's provision, amen, and God's direction and protection. Amen. That there are things that we face in life, and from there, we'll realize that sometimes it's God's problem. We worry too much, and because we try to put everything on our shoulders. But we are limited, church. As a human being, there are only certain things that we can do. We only have 24 hours in a day. Amen. We all need rest. We are limited. Our knowledge is also limited. There are some limitations. And we try to tackle problems, and sometimes it's beyond our capability. Hallelujah. And that's where we're going to realize that it's going to be God's problem. Only thing that we can do is just praise and thank God and just trust Him in the process. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we can believe and trust as our shepherd, He will provide for your need. And He will lead you and He will preserve you. One thing that David also understood is being a shepherd. He himself was a shepherd. Amen. And he knows how to lead a flock. He's been a shepherd for long before he was even a king. So when he was writing Psalms 23, he was writing it with a perspective of what a shepherd would do for the sheep. Hallelujah. And so when you read all throughout the verses of Psalms 23, you see the promises in there. In verse 2, the Bible said that God will lead you beside still waters. It means to say He's going to bring you where you can find your peace. He's going to lead you to where you can have your joy and satisfaction. In verse 3, the Bible says that He's going to restore your soul. If you've come here today and you've been feeling empty, in fact, I feel in the spirit right now that someone here, you're feeling you're very, very low in your spirit, and you're looking for a recharge from God to let the Spirit of God just fill you, and God sees your need and He's gonna fill you right now, and you've come into the right place, into the right time. Hallelujah. Because He's gonna minister to you. If you've been feeling empty, God's gonna fill and restore your soul. Hallelujah. In verse 4, there's a promise that God's gonna remove the fear. I will not fear, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. There's gonna be fear that's going to be driven away, and there's going to be comfort that's going to be released to you. Amen. That's one of the promise. If you follow God as a shepherd, there's not going to be no more fear, and there's going to be comfort. Hallelujah. In verse 5, there's going to be victory and anointing. God's going to prepare a table before my enemies. Hallelujah. Thy cup runneth over. Amen. He will anoint you. He will fill you. Hallelujah. He will fill you. God's going to anoint you and fill you. Amen. God is going to fill you. In verse 6, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Shall we all stand this morning? Hallelujah. That's why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Because everything that he needs is gonna be from the Lord. He knows that he's not gonna lack, because the Lord is present, and he knows that God's gonna take care of him. And so, church, right now, I don't know what you need today, but God, I believe that God's going to minister to you. I believe there's a lot of needs right now, but God is able. Hallelujah. There's no problem that He cannot solve. There's no sickness that God cannot heal. There's no lackness that God cannot fill right now, because He is here right now. And so I want to invite the music, and we're going to open the altar today and come to the Lord, hallelujah, and bring everything that you need in the altar, because I believe God's going to minister to you. The chief shepherd is in the house today and ready to minister to your need right now. He is our shepherd, hallelujah. He is present in our trouble, whatever we need, hallelujah, He is there, because we are His people. And so right now, I want to invite you in the altar today. Come, hallelujah. Come and respond to the preaching of the Word of God. Amen, hallelujah. We all have a need. We all have situations in life. We all have things that we are bothered every night. There are some things that we've been worried about. Hallelujah. But God is here, ready to minister to you. You just have to be transparent and open up to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can't hide from God. He knows our heart. He knows our need. He knows what is in our hearts and our worries. And God's going to minister to you. Hallelujah. Don't entertain the enemy's lies. Hallelujah. Because he is a liar. But the truth of God is here. He is willing to minister to you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.